Leaders of the Southern African Development Community, or SADC, said they were suspending Madagascar from the organization's institutions and called on its new president, André Rajoelina, to step down. Marc Ravalomanana resigned under pressure 2 weeks ago, and the military handed power to opposition leader Rajoelina, who was then installed as head of a transitional authority. The African Union said the transfer was unconstitutional, and Western governments agreed. Many of them have suspended non-humanitarian aid to the island nation. The SADC leaders also expressed support for an economic recovery plan drafted by Zimbabwe's new government of national unity. Zimbabwe's finance minister, Tendai Biti, expressed satisfaction with the meeting.
SADC do not have the economies that can sustain a $1 billion budget, but it is the quality of their giving vis-a-vis the size of their economies. If the bigger economies were to do so in percentage terms, then we wouldn't have a problem.
Biti said his government needs $2 billion in emergency funds to jumpstart Zimbabwe's ailing economy and revive social services. He said the government has made great strides in its few weeks of existence, but acknowledged that SADC leaders are demanding more.
The key benchmark is issues around the rule of law and governance, issues around liberalizing the media. We accept that. And of course, full implementation of the Global Political Agreement. We still have a number of issues that are still outstanding. So those are things that we need to deal with and complete. And the SADC summit was very clear on those.
But Biti said his government must also deal with the immediate needs, such as feeding its people. The summit was opened by Swaziland's King Mswati III, who told delegates that the new power-sharing government in Zimbabwe had eased political tensions and that its greatest challenge now was economic recovery. But the king said Zimbabwe's economic recovery plan cannot be implemented successfully as long as economic sanctions continue against the country. Scott Bob, VOA News, Ezulwini, Swaziland.